Weekly jobless claims jump much higher than expected. Twitter says, look, you don't like our terms of service. You can just go use another platform. Right. Oh, also, the Senate can't possibly take up impeachment before Joe Biden's sworn in. What's that all about?
Alabama, Hollywood, rock and roll, eating good, sports in the deep south, news from the White House, indiscretion, big stupid questions, and all things extracurricular, AM, FM, and online, on Talk 99.5, it's a show about every damn thing, and nothing in particular. You're listening to Richard Dixon
on Birmingham's Real Talk. 99.5.
Okay, all right. Here we are. It's Thursday already. Good heavens. Look at how the time flies. The weeks, they do tear by. I'm your humble host, Richard Dixon. I appreciate you being here. Portions of today's show brought to you by our friends at Parrott Structural Services. You got to take care of your foundation, friends. It's what holds the rest of the house up, you know? Sometimes you hear foundation used in a metaphorical sense. Well, the Constitution is the foundation of the United States of America. Rule of law, the foundation of the United States of America. The foundation is the foundation of your house. That's not a metaphor. That's the reality. It is what the rest of the house is built upon. If it goes south, so does the rest of the house, which can be pretty expensive. So you want to take care of that foundation so that you don't have problems down the line. If you think you see something, you got to call. 668-2626, Parrott Structural Services. They'll come by, take a look-see. They've got the experience. They've got the integrity. They've got the know-how. They're going to use every tool they have that is necessary to fix your problem because they know which tools to use for which problems. They're really good at what they do. And they always say, get a structural engineer because, they want to make sure that you're satisfied and convinced that you have a problem before they even start work. Now, if you don't want to, that's fine. But Parrott Structurals, one of the few businesses out there saying, fine, double check us. We're fine with that. We're okay with that. But make sure you do it with a structural engineer, someone who doesn't have skin in the game. ParrottSS.com on the World Wide Web, ParrottSS.com, Parrott Structural Services, 668-2626, licensed, bonded, insured, and E-Verify compliant. Had a couple of minutes this morning, so I ran over to the Kohl's and dropped off the MacBook cover that was supposed to be a toilet paper holder.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, very close. I kind of feel like if I were Apple, I'd be a little ticked off. What are you calling our MacBook at this point? Are you saying it's toilet paper? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, there was nothing else I wanted to see at Kohl's, nothing else I wanted to buy at Kohl's. I've got enough clothes. Thank you very much. And But it's right next to a Sam's Club. So I was like, Sam's, you can never go wrong with Sam's. I'll stop in there, grab some toilet paper, assuming they have it, and paper towels. I really need paper towels. I'm down to like my last two rolls. I'm a stockpiler when it comes to the staples. I like the good stuff, you know. And so I go in there, and boy, do they have toilet paper. I mean, it's like every single aisle has the tower of toilet paper at the end of it. It's crazy how much toilet paper they have. I guess they're gearing up just in case there's another run, right? They want to make sure. And they didn't have the paper towels that I wanted. All they had was like the industrial style paper towels. I was like, okay. The one thing I really needed, they don't have. But I also needed toothpaste and mouthwash. I usually buy those things generically at the Dollar Tree. But if I can get a bunch of it for a little bit of money at Sam's Club, I'll do that too. So I did. And then I was walking out, and there's a huge furniture section. I still need a little bit of furniture for my house. So I stopped to look at some of the furniture, and nothing was right. Nothing was going to work for me. And then at the end of one of the aisles, there is a freestanding video game console. Now, I've seen these things in stores before, and they're usually really thin, and they're usually really short, and they usually have a small screen. So I was like, it's the same thing, and I stopped and I looked at it, and I went, wait a minute, and I actually walked up and I put my hands on it, and it was regulation size. It was the same size that, you know, you'd find at an arcade. I was like, okay, this is weird. Then I looked at the price and I went, holy cow, that's like next to nothing. I've been looking at these things online because I want one for my media room. I want that. I want a pinball machine, maybe a 6-foot pool table. I don't think I could fit an 8-footer in there. Maybe I could fit an 8-footer in there, but not that, and a pinball machine. But anyway, I digress. So I look at the games that are on the 300 games, David, 300 games, plus the ability to download more from the interweb if you want to hook up and do that.
I just want to know, why didn't you buy me that for Christmas?
Well, I didn't see it until today, to start with.
That is your first problem, Richard.
That was I obviously was not shopping hard enough for you. So you didn't like your little walk down memory lane picture? Is that what you're telling me?
Dude, that is one of the sweetest things you could have gotten. My dad said, my dad was wondering when I was going to tell him about it. He's like, well, you know where he got the photo from.
So. Yeah, of course. I had to message Wallace and say, do you have this picture? It's okay if you don't. I mean, you know, but no, he sent it to me immediately. Wallace strikes me as the kind of guy, sentimental guy who keeps all that stuff, which was cool. So anyway, the games that are on this thing are everything that were the rage when I was a kid. Now, full disclosure, I'm not a video game guy. I never was. I was a pinball guy. But, I mean, I'm not against video games. Plus, I'm getting this more for, like, guests that are coming to my house, my grandson. You know, if somebody's going to come hang out with me, you know, here's something that you can do. Here's a video game that we can play. But it has Asteroids, right? Classic. Missile Command. Space Invaders, Centipede, right? I mean, all the classics, and that's I just gave you four out of the 300 that are on there. The controls on the console. Get a load of this. There's a joystick, which you would use obviously for any game that needs a joystick. There's two arrays of three buttons. There is a trackball, and there is a spinny knob for Pong. Mm-hmm. Basically, every kind of control. There's even pinball flipper buttons on the sides.
Wait, it has a virtual pinball?
Yes, there's a virtual pinball on this thing, okay? And I'm looking at this and I'm going, this is amazing. This is remarkable. This is exactly what I was looking for. It's the right size. It's got the games that I want on it. Even if I never hooked it up to the internet, 300 games, I could probably play for the rest of my life and never be bored with this thing, right? And it's cheap, because the ones I'm looking at online are like $1,200, $1,800, $2,200. It's crazy how expensive these things can be. And here it is, full-size screen, right size, and it's like $500. And I said, okay, I'm going to go do a little more research on this online. And if I like what I read and it's got good reviews and whatnot, then I'll go ahead and buy it. And so I went and I checked out with my oranges and my toilet paper and my toothpaste and my mouthwash. And then I got to the car and I went, there was only one there. There was literally one box there for this thing. If I go home and I try to go online and I can't find it, or it's not there, or they don't have any, and I come back here later and that one is, I'm going to be so mad at myself. I'm going to be so mad at myself. And the great thing about Sam's Club is they'll take back almost anything. Almost anything. Like, I honestly believe if you bought a pregnancy test there and you used it and it didn't come out the way you wanted, you could probably return it. I just feel like that's the way Sam, or you could return the kid after he was born. You could be like, this is yours now. You did this to me. So I went back in and I bought it. I just couldn't. I was just like, okay, if it turns out I made a bad choice and this isn't what I really wanted, I'll pack it up and I'll bring it back. I probably won't. And this is how I made myself feel better, David. I said, this is going to save me a lot of quarters. I'm no longer. You won't see this kid hanging out at Aladdin's Castle anymore, my friend. I've got my own video game,
dude. Aladdin's Castle was the bomb. I love that. We had one in Florida, the Orange Blossom Mall.
Oh, Orange Blossom Trail. Well, I know what you're talking about. On 441 is
That was the coolest mall to go to, because you know the Osceola Mall, it's kind of low, but we had a pretty good arcade. But yeah, when you went to the one at the Orange Blossom Mall, it mm-hmm. was huge. It was better than Chuck E. Cheese to me, because it had every video game. And yep. The coolest one was, do you remember, it was like the Super Nintendo, but you could play it with quarters if you didn't have one at home. So you would buy like 10 minutes of time with a quarter, and you had to keep popping in quarters if you wanted to beat the game.
No, I do not remember that, because that was probably well after I had become an adult and left things like video games behind. Look, I'm coming full circle. I'm back to more video games now. And yeah, I could have bought a console to play on my TV or something like that. I don't know any of that stuff. I don't do any of that stuff. This is why I bought this. It's an old school classic video game cabinet. It's new, don't get me wrong. But it's, you know, it's got all the games on it that I grew up with that I know how to play. I'm not good at any of them, by the way, but that's not the point. The point is, you know, it's fun and it's right up the alley of what I was looking for, and it'll go nicely in my media room. So I'll get it in there, and I got to put it together. There's a few pieces that need to be assembled. I'll take care of that over the probably tomorrow, and maybe get to play sometime on the weekend. I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah, it's gonna be awesome. I am the proud owner of a new video game arcade. I should put a token machine in.
You
and
should.
Just start charging people to come play at my house.
Dude, they've got some really cool stuff now, too. Walmart's starting to sell these mini cabinets, and it's all the video games and the arcade that I was big. The Ninja Turtles video games, the X-Men.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I had more space at my house and more money, I would totally buy these. But I know if I were to start doing that, Lila would be like, what are you doing?
We have cats to feed, David. You're throwing away your money.
Do you
money
realize how much the flea medicine costs a month?
It's true, though. It's true. Yeah, that's – well, again, I saw those – I've seen those miniature ones. So I was a little taken aback when I saw this one, and I was like, this is weird. I mean, this is I didn't see this coming. Yeah, just sitting right there. And I don't know. Bought it on a whim. May have been a bad idea. I'll find out. Eventually. I mean, once I get it together, and I don't know. I doubt it. I think I, you know.
Is this the start of Richard Dixon starting his own side business? Has an arcade at his house?
I don't think so.
Invites all the little kids over.
I remember when.
Picks them up in his panelist van.
That's right. Hey, kids, I've got Missile Command. Come on in. I had a pool. I put a pool in Highland Park back in the day, right? And I was like, well, they won't let me have a diving board. Diving boards are, you know, they're so hard. You got to get all kinds of insurance for them and all of that. And people still end up getting hurt. And they just make it almost impossible to have a diving board on a pool nowadays. So I got a slide instead. And the slide, despite the fact that it was kind of cheaply built and by no stretch of the imagination a world-class, it cost $1,000. $1,000 for this slide. And I was a little like, $1,000? Jeez, I can't. Oh, my God. Really? I can't believe I'm spending $1,000 on this thing. But I got the $1,000 slide because you got to have something other than a weight, you know, to get into the pool other than just jumping or walking down the steps. I put the thing in. They poured the concrete deck. Everything went the way it was supposed to. And the first time, my then, I'm going to say, 8-year-old daughter, well, it was a 2002 9-year-old daughter. She climbed up the ladder out of the pool. She ran. She got up on the slide, went down the slide, came out of the water, went, that was awesome, ran back up the ladder and ran back to the slide. I was like, that right there, that was worth $1,000. That was worth every penny that I spent for that slide. Just to watch that happen and to see the joy on her face, I would have paid $1,000 for that. If I never used that slide again, which I used it quite a bit, that was absolutely worth it. So I kind of feel that way about this and my grandson. If he shows up and he plays a couple of games and has a great time, it'd be like, worth every penny. That's how it works. 1213, Talk995, Talk995.com. We must pause for the cause. We will take a quick break, and we will hurry back and get the show up and lumbering under its own weight momentarily. Stick around.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
You may wonder why David Sears is playing this rather tedious, extremely long, and fairly depressing Gordon Lightfoot song as bumper music. All will be revealed in mere moments. after I remind you that Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 592-3004-906 North 40th Street. They're more than just a place to shoot. They really are a friendly place that you can go hang out. You can talk to these guys. You can examine their wide array of accessories. Their right now rather slender array of firearms, but they'll restock. There's been another run on guns. You know, this is what happens. Joe Biden gets elected to the presidency, and suddenly everybody wants to get their hands on one. Low-priced ammo, of course. Great targets. And, yeah, shooting lanes. They can give you a pointer or two on how to adjust your stance and your the way you hold and the way you fire so that you can get a better, more pleasing result out of your firearms training. And that's not even a class. That's just helpful hints that they'll give you if you ask nicely. You can also take a class if that's something you're interested in. Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 592-3004, 906 North 40th Street. They are the proud sponsor of
the big stupid question of the day.
And here it is. What is the worst song a stripper could possibly dance to? The worst song a stripper could possibly dance to.
I could not take credit for that one. That was Matt Murphy. He said
that was Matt Murphy's selection. He put it on social media earlier, yes.
And I was like, that is perfect. So I wanted to lead with that.
There's a couple of different ways that people are going with this online. One is having to do with tempo, which I think is a little more reasonable, that tempo, you know, a bad tempo, a wrong tempo is probably not going to work for a stripper. Not that I've ever been to a strip joint, of course. And the other is subject matter. That people are using subject matter that they think would be a bad idea. Some of the subject matter ones are out of touch because, for instance, somebody put down Come on Eileen, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure a stripper could dance to that. I think that might work out. Anything by Styx, that's stupid. No, I guarantee you a stripper could make something happen.
Mr. Another Roboto, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Dopo arigato, Mr. Robot. Anyway, 545-9950, 844-455-9950, looking for the worst song a stripper could possibly dance to. Hit me with your selections. I would love to hear about them. Nancy Pelosi has not yet indicated when she's going to send the latest articles of impeachment up to the Senate, but the reality is they're having one pro forma session tomorrow. The Senate having one pro forma session tomorrow. The only way that they will actually interrupt their lives to come back and handle this with a hearing, a trial, as it were, is if they get a unanimous vote to do so. And Mitch McConnell has already said, well, I'm a no, so that's not going to happen. Chuck Schumer has been trying to persuade McConnell because they have emergency powers that were invoked in 2004, or they were created in 2004, that a combination of McConnell and Schumer can bring Congress or the Senate back into session for an emergency meeting. And McConnell says, yeah, this doesn't qualify. You know, this is not 9/11. This does not qualify as us having to come back into session because of some sort of emergency hearing. So, no, we're going to have to follow the actual rules, and the actual rules say that we need to have a majority, or we actually have to have a unanimous vote to come back in from everybody who's here during the pro forma session, and I'm telling you right now it's not going to happen because I'm already a no. That means that the earliest that the Senate could possibly take this up and try it, which supposedly they have to do. I mean, if the House passed it and has impeached President Trump, this ridiculous, ludicrous, this says so much more about Nancy Pelosi than it does about Donald Trump. This says so much more about the 10 Republicans who voted for it than it does about Donald Trump. You know, the Constitution lists three reasons why you could impeach a president: high crimes and misdemeanors, bribery, and things that rise to that level, okay? I'm sorry, giving a speech to a crowd that then later goes and some of them break into the Capitol building doesn't even begin to approach an impeachable offense. All of this is political. All of this is ridiculous. All of this is a massive waste of time. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of Congress's time. It's a waste of money. The Senate, if they do actually pick this up on the 21st, it would be weird because it's like, well, the guy's already out of office and impeachment is designed to get him out of office. If he committed a crime, even while in office, he could be indicted for it, tried for it, and judged on it since he is now out of office. If he didn't commit a crime, a high crime, a misdemeanor, bribery, or anything of that nature, then what the hell are we impeaching him for? If none of this actually rises to the level of something that could be prosecuted in a court of law, what's the point of the impeachment? Well, because it's for political reasons. We all know that. We already know it. It's a waste of our time and their time and our money. It'll be an even bigger waste if the Senate actually does take it up and decide to follow through with it, because they will then have to hold a trial, which would last at least a week. We saw this with the first impeachment. It lasted a week, maybe 12 days. I don't remember altogether. It eventually ended in acquittal. I don't think they'll get two-thirds this time either. But in all that time, things are going to be piling up. Like, for instance, Joe Biden has a bunch of cabinet members that need to be confirmed by the Senate. And they won't be doing any of that because technically they have to drop everything and be prepared to handle this since it's sitting on their desk right now. So it's an even bigger waste of time and a bigger waste of money than it seems to be now, all to try to score some sort of political points. The silliness runs rampant with this group. The silliness runs rampant. And it's sad. Not surprising, but sad. All right, first news time is here. We'll get some big, stupid question answers when we come back. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. Those are the Birmingham Broker phone lines. Call them up. We'll get to you. Stick around. Richard Dixon, Talk995, Talk995.com. Fascinating tale about the writing of this song, which started off as a joke. It was basically Dan Fogelberg would regularly get people together to play the 1812 overture and just make up words as they went along. And it got downright silly. And at some point somebody said, you know, that's actually a pretty good melody. Maybe you should do something with it. You should sit down and try to do something with it. And so he did, and it was meant to be kind of a goofy, silly, one-off thing, and he decided he was going to write about that encounter that took place with an actual woman who she came out, basically, and said it was me back immediately after Dan Fogelberg's death, which was, what, 2004, I want to say. She said, yeah, that was me. And then she gave an interview in her hometown press here recently, I think late last year, around Christmas time. People always take interest in the song around Christmas time. And but anyway, Dan Fogelberg, he said, you know, he started writing it, and it was meant to be kind of goofy and silly. And he got to, like, into the second verse, and he was like, wait a minute, I actually have something here. This is turning out to be a whole lot more of a, you know, a soul toucher than I intended it to be. Some people hate that song. Many people think of it as the worst Christmas song ever. I love it. I think it's a great tune. I've always enjoyed it. Monica Thatch is my real estate agent. I enjoy her company as well. I must, because I went and looked at five different houses with her. Because, you know, every single one of them, while they had a lot of the stuff that I wanted, there was one or two deal breakers in each and every one of these houses. It took all the way until we got to here, this house, the one that I'm in right now. And the thing is, she was extremely patient with me because I am so picky. And I research everything to death before I buy it. It's crazy, except that video game I bought earlier today. Anyway, I can't say enough good things about her because, You know, she's very intuitive. She knew that I didn't want her following me around inside these houses. Once I got in, I wanted to do the research and the investigate myself. And then, you know, she stayed out of my way. If, on the other hand, you need your hand held and walked through and told about everything, she can make that happen for you as well. And that's perfectly acceptable. Great at selling houses, great at buying houses. What more do you want out of a top-quality real estate agent? Top dollar for your house, and then she'll get you the right house at the right price in the right place. And now is the time to make that buy, because let me tell you, interest rates are whew, rock bottom, baby. Monica Thatch, Keller Williams, Trustful, 229-1865, 229-1865. CNN is now reporting that federal investigators have reason to believe that the assault on the Capitol last week was pre-planned. Oh. And yet Donald Trump was just impeached yesterday for, quote, inciting a riot, an insurrection. Inciting an insurrection. If it was pre-planned, then nothing he said actually incited it, right? Is that not a fair statement? The silliness continues, and it just gets sillier. Let's go to the Birmingham broker phone lines. Tim is in Trustful to start us off. Tim, you're on Talk 99.5. Tell me the worst song a stripper could possibly dance to.
Let me start by saying you guys mentioned the Orange Blossom Trail earlier.
Yeah.
And that's like the stripper. That was the stripper epicenter back in my day.
Really?
The South Orange Blossom Trail. Yeah. Ask your guy there. He'll confirm.
Yes, you passed a bunch of them to go to the mall. I remember asking, why are those ladies dressed like that, Dad? They're not near the beach.
South OBT. Yeah, I seem to recall that as well, because there was a place I had to take my car to get a stereo put in, and it was down there. And, yeah, I seem to recall there being an awful lot of strip joints in that area, yes.
Yeah, you didn't visit any of them, I'm sure. But
no, of course anyway, not. That would be wrong.
That would be wrong. But I was thinking, there's a song I would like to have played at my funeral that would be appropriate, and it would be Clair de Lune.
And you don't think that that would be good for a stripper to dance to?
I don't think a stripper could really dance to that. most classical music would probably apply there.
I think that's a safe bet, yes. All right, classical music is out. Thank you. Well, maybe Beethoven's Fifth. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right.
545-9950. The William Tell Overture might also work. Joe is in Cahaba Heights. Joe, you're on the Birmingham Broker phone line. What's up, man?
All right. Hello, guys. I think I got one for you. Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone.
You light up my life. Good Lord, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? That would be almost both the subject matter, and the pacing on that would be wrong. I love it. That's a great
that. Yeah, it'd be long and drawn out, but it'd be a good moneymaker because it's long and drawn out.
Maybe so. I don't know. I think a lot of people would be like, "Oh, now I'm thinking about my wife. That's not where I wanted to go." Thank you, Joe. Nice call, Russ in Cullman. Russ, you're on Talk 99.5. Talk99.5.com. What's going on?
Hey, Richard.
Howdy.
Hey, listen, long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
You've never called my show before.
Listening to your show is because I know I'm getting off work.
Well, that's good news. Thank you. I feel special that's what I mean to you. I feel really, that just makes me feel warm and gooey inside.
Well, it actually does to me as well.
I'm like the whistle that sends Fred Flintstone down the tail of the dinosaur. That's who I am. That's how I roll, baby.
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so the answer to the big stupid question of the day, I want to take you back to 1966. And I'm not saying it can't be danced to, but it would be the craziest song I've ever heard. And probably wouldn't mind this song being played at my funeral, and it's by Napoleon the 14th.
They're coming to take me away, ha ha, hee hee, ho ho, to the funny farm. You know what's on the flip side of that? You got the 45? You ever hear the flip side of that thing?
Yes.
It's the same song backwards. I don't know. I don't know why they thought that was a good idea. But there it is. I actually had that 45 as a kid. And sometimes I would listen to the flip side just because I was that kind of weird kid. I love it, Russ. Thank you very much for the call. 545-9950-844-455-9950. Joe is in Sterrett. Joe, you're on Talk 99.5. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today?
I am exquisite as always.
In the 80s, when Blaze Man was disc jockey in an evening show, I can't remember the station. You know, I'm pretty old, too. But
guessing it was Rock 99 back in the day.
Yeah, it was. That's right. And his wife would frequent the gas station that I attended in the evenings. I worked at Westwood Auto Parts up there, and I'd work at a station, that Chevron, right by the interstate there. So his wife came in one day, and somebody had gave me a dog, and she wanted it real bad. So I went ahead and gave it to her. I said, but don't, you know, she told me her husband wasn't going to be real happy, and I said, well, don't tell him where it came from. So she took the dog home, and she showed up a few weeks later, and she said, I said, how's Blaze Man liking the dog? She said, well, he's still putting up a front. I said, but I did come in the other day really quick on him. He didn't expect me back as quick, and he had the dog on the couch in his lap petting it. And then he kind of flung it to the floor and said, get away from me, dog.
That sounds like the Blaze Man. Yes, we lost him yesterday morning, Steve. The Blaze Man Atkins passed away, sadly.
I know, he was a
friend to all. I mean, there's not a person at the radio station that will say a bad word about the guy.
I never met him, really. I didn't meet him, but I did, you know, meet his wife.
It's really not a front. It's not one of those, well, he's dead, so we're going to say nothing but nice things about him, which is what they'll do for me, most likely.
We'll just say you're a horrible person. I wouldn't be
surprised about that either. Yeah, truth in advertising. But, yeah, everybody actually did love Blaze Man because he was a truly remarkable human being, and it's sad. I'm really still kind of numb about the thing because, you know, I've been away from work for so long. I saw him. It was either last Friday or Tuesday morning. I don't recall which. It was one of those two because I had to go to the station for both of those days, but I was in and out very quickly. But I stopped and talked to him for a while on one of those 2 days, and I don't remember which one. And but because I haven't been there in a long time, it's a little bit like if you work in a place or you live in a place for a long time and you build up friendships and whatnot, and then you move away, and you're hundreds of miles away, and years later you find out one of your friends died. Well, it's not like they're really dead. They're still living in your memory, and that's the way it is with Blaze Man and me. I can't even wrap my mind around the fact that he's not here. It's just almost impossible for me to fathom. So I don't know when it's going to finally hit me, but I'm going to have real difficulty. Until that time, I'm pretty much useless on the subject. I can tell you that.
I can only imagine because he was a great part of this city. He really was.
Oh, no question about it. And like I said, just a friend to all. The number of hours that we all spent hanging out in his office and talking. And the job he did, by the way, at the radio station for the last maybe 10 or 12 years was extremely complex. And he did it with a great deal of skill. It's one of those behind-the-scenes things that he had to do. And the amazing thing is it's going to take like 3 people to replace him. And somehow he managed to do not only all of that job, but still sit and shoot the breeze with anybody who would come into his office for any length of time. I don't know how he did it. I really don't. Yeah, the guy was
people like that are really irreplaceable.
Few and far between.
I got a song for you too.
All right, hit me. The worst thing a stripper could dance to. What do you got?
Love Lies Bleeding, Elton John.
There's some rockin' good parts of that. Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding.
A bit shaky though.
Well, yeah, I think that I don't know. The beginning would be a little on the slow side. I could probably choreograph a dance to that, Joe. I'm saying. I think I could make it work. I feel pretty good about this. All right, enough. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. Taking us down memory lane. I'm not really comfortable talking about Blaze Man on the radio because it literally just happened. And he has family, of course, in town that may be listening. And, you know, it's not my goal to I don't know. I don't want to be in their face about it. They've got their own private grief that needs to be handled, as we all do. So I post a little something on social media last night, and that was probably the beginning and end of it. But the world is definitely a poorer place without him. 12:41, let's quickly take a break. We'll hurry back, take more of your calls on the Birmingham Broker phone line. Don't go away.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true.
Here's a bit of depressing news.
I'd save every day.
I'm sorry to be the one to break it to you. Small business optimism collapsed in December. It stayed high for a while, but December it finally just went ahead. The bottom fell out. Look, if you're a small business person, it's tough out there, man. It really is. You know, people are not spending to the degree that they used to. Some people just don't have jobs, which is part of the problem, so there's no money. But that doesn't change the fact that time marches on and things change and you've got to, you know, somehow roll with the punches. If you are a small business person, an owner or a manager of a small business, and you find yourself in need of a good work truck, you don't have to go out and buy a new one and spend an arm and a leg. You know, you can buy a top-quality pre-owned work truck at Work Trucks, with an X, downtown 2324 3rd Avenue South. They've got over 100 on the lot most days. 120-point inspection, every one of them's been through it. Every one of them passed it. Every one of them painted white. You'll find one that's just right for you, a make, a model, a size, a shape, a price, some miles on it that you're happy with, and you are going to drive away satisfied in that buggy. You can get, you can trade, you can finance, get an extended warranty if that's what you're into. They'll outfit it the way you like as well. Don't throw good money away. Go get a top quality pre-owned work truck and put all of your savings right to the bottom line, because being a small business owner is tough. Let's make it easier on you. Work Trucks with an X, LLC.com. Work Trucks, LLC.com, where they are all about trucks. Back to the Birmingham Broker phone lines, where Caleb is in Coleman. What is on your mind, Caleb?
Hey, Richard.
Howdy.
When I was listening to Gary Palmer on Rick and Bubba this morning.
Well, thank you for mentioning the competition. I appreciate the fact that you call my radio station and you talk about a different radio station. You want any other radio stations you'd like to mention that aren't this one?
No, I usually listen to yours all day.
Oh,
but I caught that this morning.
Already. Gary Palmer was on our station this morning too. By the way, he was on with Matt Murphy and later Andrea Lindenberg. So if you had listened here, you still would have heard him. You know,
I was listening, but I was out working. I couldn't really hear the radio.
Okay.
But anyway, what I was wanting to talk about was how come they're so gung ho on going after the riders from this past week, but all through the summer they burned city after city. And nobody seems to care.
That's a good question. There was some prosecution done in Portland, very little. There was some in Chicago. There was a little bit in Atlanta. I think that the major difference here, if you had to come up with one, is that in those cases you were dealing with largely state issues, state attorneys general, in some cases district attorneys within cities, and police forces within cities. And here you're dealing, of course, with federal, because it was on federal property. These are people that went into the Capitol building, and the feds took it very seriously and said, this is unacceptable. We can't have you running around in the Capitol and bashing people with fire extinguishers and breaking stuff. And that's unacceptable. So unfortunately, you know, this 50-state experiment thing we got going on means states get to make their own rules. And Portland decided, well, we're going to give people not even a slap on the wrist. We're just going to give them a stern talking to, turn them around, and send them back out the door. and not really prosecute them. And the Fed said, yeah, that's not how we do things in D.C. We're going to be more serious about it. So I hope that answers your question.
It does, and it was extremely stupid what they done. I hate that it happened, but I can understand
you and me both.
People's frustration.
You and me both. All right. I have to go talk to another listener right now, but thank you, Caleb. I appreciate
Thanks, Richard.
It. Have a lovely day. Let's check in with J.C. in Tuscaloosa. J.C., you're on Talk 99.5. What's up?
Dang it, man. I hate to have to follow that fireball. I only listen to you, Richard, so. Because you get more, could you get more unexcited than that, dude? I'll tell you about somebody else. And then I'm
Don't be picking on...
I'm going to ask a dumb question I already know the answer to.
Don't be picking on Caleb. Stop it now. That's unacceptable. We need to unify. We all need to pull together, JC.
Yeah. Hey, unify my hind end. Here we go. All right, so in Chicago, there's an outside venue called Ravinia. And every year, they have Andrew Lloyd Webber bring a full orchestra out there. And this guy from Wisconsin comes down with 13 cannons. And when they do the 1812 overture, when they get to the part of the cannons, the guy turns them loose.
They actually use real cannons. I saw the Boston Pops do that once. It was very impressive.
Yes. I was there. The percussion. Now, this place is kind of cool anyway because you'll see everything from candelabras and butlers on the ground to a guy in a tux and tails and high-top tennis shoes. I mean, it's
nice.
A very eclectic kind of gathering. All right, so here's the stripper music, the Addams Family theme song.
Yeah, you might have a hard time stripping to that. I'm just thinking.
I think you would. Because then you're going to be looking. You're going to be thinking about Uncle Festus the whole time she's dancing.
Yes, you are. You can't. There's no that or Granny. I mean, there's just no way
Either
around
one.
It.
Either
Lovely,
one.
JC. All right,
buddy.
Thank you for the Pretty call, buddy. Sir. Oh my, Adam's Family theme. How about Bob in Deutschland? Über alles. Bob, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Hello, my dear friend Richard. Just before I mention a stupid question of the day, one thought Nancy Pelosi being in charge of the Capitol Police and they let some of them let the rioters in. Ha ha. Okay. As my scheme, as I was mentioning on Tim and Val, sir, I nominate the song two songs, one by Rolling Stones, "I Can't Get No Satisfaction." And then Ray Stevens with the Mississippi Squirrel.
I like the Mississippi Squirrel. Yeah, I definitely would have some problems with the stripper dancing to that. I think that would be tough to... Yeah, I like it. Good call. Thank you, Bob. Have a lovely day, my friend.
Ready.
Take care. Bob in Deutschland.
You too, my friend.
544-999-50-844-455-9950. Deb is in Birmingham. With an answer to the big, stupid question. Deb, you're on Talk 99.5. What's going on?
Yes, hello there. I did hear one of your callers say that you cannot strip to Claire de Lune.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Really?
Did you see
You've
the
done
movie?
It?
Yeah. Well, number one, no, I haven't, but I've seen it done. Number one, I was really surprised that he would know the tune, Claire de Lune.
Why would
really
you?
I have a really good musical memory, because most people can't bring it to mind.
Ah,
that's an old song by Debussy. But anyway, the thing is, you can strip to it because do you remember the movie The Right Stuff?
I do.
Astronauts?
Yeah.
Do you remember the part where they're at this big place and there's a stripper with a big pink feather?
I do not.
And the curtain comes up and there's a stripper there with this big feather fan. It's pink.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts fanning herself and stripping, and the astronauts and their wives are all sitting in the audience. And the tune that they're playing is Claire de Lune.
Well, there you go. I honestly don't remember that, but I haven't seen The Right Stuff in a million years. So, yeah, it's not hard to believe that.
Go back and review it. Go back.
I would forget that.
That's the tune, Claire de Lune.
I'm only familiar with Claire de Lune because I grew up in a household with four kids, all of whom were forced to play the piano. And I think every one of us had to learn the damn song, whether it was the full version for my oldest sister or whether it was like a simple beginner's version for me when I was a kid. I think every one of us played the damn song. So
so did I. It's probably why I remember it. But, yeah. You definitely, it's on tape. You can go watch it.
You tend to remember the songs you were forced to play that you didn't want to. Nice, Deb. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There you go. How about we get ourselves some first news here. We'll come back. I'd say lighten the mood, but we've been talking about stripper songs. We haven't really gotten that deep into the news. We'll get to some if you so desire. Keep listening. 545-9950, 844-455-9950. If you want to dial up the Birmingham Broker phone line, first news now, talk995, talk995.com.